WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
To close today's show, I'd like to shift over to my duties as a TV critic, because one of my favorite TV shows is returning this weekend, and I want to make sure everyone knows it's coming. It's the HBO Western series Deadwood by NYPD Blue creator David Milch. And its third and final full season begins Sunday night in the time slot held formerly by The Sopranos. The Sopranos this year was more promise than execution, and teased a lot more than it delivered. Deadwood, which tells of the frontier gold rush town and all the people jockeying to profit from it, is exactly the opposite. For the first two seasons, Milch built the town of Deadwood as we watched, literally, with the town growing, building by building, as the rich gold in the mines and streams drew scores of dreamers, opportunists, laborers, and rich investors. Deadwood, the series, spent 2 years introducing and fleshing out more than 18 rich, diverse, fascinating characters, any one of whom could have carried a series on his or her shoulders. And now, as season three begins, it's as though the chess game of power, with pawns being moved gingerly around the board as the larger pieces jockey for position and advantage, has escalated to an unavoidable, imminent explosion. When any two of the alpha males of Deadwood enter the same room to converse, there's no telling how many will emerge alive. That goes for the alpha females, too. The established power centers of Deadwood, the town, and Deadwood, the series, are Ian McShane as the rugged town's top alpha dog, Al Swearengen, Powers Booth as Swearengen's whorehouse-owning rival, Cy Tolliver, Timothy Oliphant as the temperamental sheriff, Seth Bullock, and Molly Parker as the wealthy, unpredictable Alma Garrett Ellsworth. But as this third season of Deadwood begins, Gerard McRaney stirs things up violently as George Hurst, the rich and ruthless gold mine investor. Hurst has settled in Deadwood to protect his interests, crush talk of a mine workers' union, and weaken or dispatch his rivals as quickly as he can identify them. One by one, the other power players of Deadwood call on Hurst to size him up, and this is where Milch and the actors really shine. As the characters circle each other, like sumo wrestlers looking for the moment to strike, their dialogue is stilted, aggressively, impossibly civil and lyrical. But in each case, Hurst is looking for the opening, the leverage, that'll catch his opponent off balance and expose his or her raw underbelly. When he finds it, there's usually a sudden burst of profanity from the victim, as Hurst strikes gold as surely as if he were working one of his own mines with a pickaxe. Here's McRaney as Hurst having one of those initial volatile conversations with Town Sheriff Seth Bullock, played by Timothy Oliphant. Bullock, who is married, recently carried on a heated secret affair with Alma Garrett, the widow whose Deadwood mining claim made her the town's wealthiest citizen, until Hurst arrived. Now, after 1 minute of polite conversation with the sheriff, Hurst hits on the topic of the recently remarried Alma, and once he senses Bullock's agitated reaction, he refuses to let go.
Extraordinary, the story of that woman's adventures. Do you suppose that its future chapters might be written elsewhere than the hills?
What are your intentions?
As to Mrs. Ellsworth's holdings, I would shape those to the lady's preferences and be pleased and grateful if you told her. Do you need a handkerchief, Mr. Bullock?
No.
Unfortunate incident this morning at Swearengen's saloon. Do you know about it?
No.
One of my workmen was killed in a drunken shootout.
Hmm.
How will you deal with that, Sheriff?
Depends. What it was about, who makes complaints.
My worker was Cornish. They are a clannish people. I suppose another Cornish might complain.
I need to hear what he said, then.
He may also indict the Sunrise. For men of that sort, events such as these are as natural.
Anyways.
May we speak of your ambitions?
Another time.
I would want to support them, you see. I would want to back you. to thank you for taking her my message.
I never said I'd take her your message.
Are you saying now that you won't?
You stay out of our f***ing affairs.
Affairs of that sort are not my interest, Mr. Bullock. My only passion is the color.
The color to which Hearst refers is the color of gold. But red, the color of blood, runs just as deeply in Deadwood, and the violence is as raw as the language. Characters are likely to lose fingers or eyes just by provoking someone meaner than they are. And in this season's first 5 episodes, they do just that. And while the tension is pervasive, so is the humor and intelligence, because the town of Deadwood is populated by more wry and funny characters than any other series on television. It's a show too good to miss. Great stories, great acting, great language, even a great theme song.